coming to you live. Attention listeners, the following program contains copious amounts of putrid poetry. Audio discretion is strongly advised. If you are not a supporter of bad rhyming, leaving right now would be good timing. Oh, too late. We now return you to this launch cast, already in progress.
And that was pretty much the moment in my life when I realized that it just wasn't going to work out for me to be a nun. I'm not going to lie, it was pretty devastating, but sometimes you just gotta move on. And speaking of which, let's. A while back, I stumbled across some Dr. Seuss audiobooks available on iTunes. They've got all the classics there. Horton Hears a Who, Hop on Pop, GeraldMcBoingBoing.net, Cat in the Hat, and my personal manifesto, I'm Not Going to Get Up Today, until it's noon. But while that's all well and good, what's kind of strange is that beside each title, iTunes clarifies that the book is unabridged, like Hop on Pop. Unabridged. Now, maybe I'm alone on this one, but honestly, abridging Dr. Seuss is a concept that I've never even begun to consider. And believe me, there are many works of writing that I've thought could use some pretty heavy-handed abridgment.
Ah, something stinks in the state of Denmark.
Yeah, like your stupid couplet, you plagiarist.
But I had to ask, is it even physically possible to abridge Dr. Seuss? And after putting a bit of a kink in my think, I reckon it's doable. Now, before we go any further, let me say my attempts were due to no dislike of the Seusster. I grew up on Seuss, and as I've gotten older and become forced to read more mature poets like Whitman,
I gaily run through the flowers, naked.
I've only grown to appreciate Seuss even more. So, I certainly hope that my efforts don't cause the good doctor to blow a gasket in his casket. Yeah. Some of the Seuss books are admittedly some pretty easy targets for trimming, like this one.
All right, kiddos. Who's ready to... All right, settle down now. Settle down. All right, kiddos. Who's ready to hear a story? All right, we'll just have to sit tight. Just sit tight for a minute, okay. All right, here's a good one by Dr. Seuss. It's called the... Oh, crap. There's no way I'll get him to sit tight for this many hats. What? You want to know what it's called? It's called the 25 Hats of Bartholomew Cubbins. It's a good one.
Glossing over some of Bart's 500 hats is easy, but from there it gets a little bit more difficult. Take Green Eggs and Ham. I mean, for crying out loud, the book only uses 50 different words. That's tough to cut down on, especially considering the fact that Sam I Am is a full-fledged pain in the patootie. But with an added dose of realism, I think I've got it.
I am Sam. Sam I am. I Sam am. Sam? Am I? No.
Sam I am. Where's your mute? Do you really think I give a hoot?
I am Sam. And Sam I am.
I know.
And share I will my green eggs and ham.
Huh. Ham perhaps, but eggs of green? Now where do they pick up that sheen? You can eat it, little fella, but I'd rather not get salmonella.
No, but with other people in a different place? Then would you go and stuff your face?
I would not, could not. You know what? Just no. The answer's freaking no, okay? Now take a hike and go away.
How about with a hungry shark and rabid coon? Would not you then pick up your spoon?
What? That makes zero sense. Could you be a bit more stupid?
I am Sam. Sam I am.
Good.
I Sam am. I am Sam. Sam I am. Am I Sam? I am Sam. I am Sam.
Back with more right after this. Right now, it's time to play a game. A game we call Brand Name It. Actually, before I go on here, I should probably clarify that this game is not particularly intense nor dramatic, but I had to throw something in there so I wasn't like, I'll be right back after this. Hi, if you know what I mean. So anyway, this game is called Brand Name It, and here's how it works. If you didn't know it, companies are allowed to trademark more than just great coats, nifty slogans, and logos. Audio clips can qualify as trademarks as well. For example, if I played you this...
You've got mail.
You'd immediately think of, well, probably Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks, but if you thought a little bit more, you'd remember the hundreds of free trial CDs of what else but good old America Online. But here's a trickier one in terms of both identification and, rip-offishness. Check it out.
You've got cash!
Yes, believe it or not, You've Got Cash is actually trademarked. Here's the game, and the whole reason why I'm playing you random trademarked audio clips. If you can tell me which company owns the trademark to that clip I just played you, I'll buy you the Dr. Seuss audiobook of your choice, or give you the equivalent value, which is $2.95 if you care. The first person to email me with the right answer at cj@slaunchways.com wins. Here's the clip one more time.
You've got cash.
I wish you the best of luck. Now, back to the Slaunchcast. Cue dramatic music. One of the trickier Dr. Seuss books to abridge is The Lorax. I mean, that Lorax is a pretty ardent environmentalist and ideologue, you know. Save this. Stop polluting that. Don't turn your favorite tree into a sailboat. Actually, I think that last one's from a different poet, but regardless, The Lorax's speeches are kind of essential to his character and, honestly, the plotline. But I think I've found a way to keep the basic story intact while trimming up the pontificating. Here's my version. There once was a onceler, hard strapped for cash. He needed some money, and he wanted it fast. So he sifted through options, and gave them some thought, till concocting a scheme that he liked quite a lot.
From now on, I'm harvesting natural resources, 'cause a plant doesn't have any legal recourses.
So armed with an axe, and a saw, and a crew, he set out for a tree-laden site that he knew. The onceler and friends soon arrived at the spot, and they got right to work. Saw, saw, chop, chop. But all of a sudden, and out of thin air, appeared a short, stubby creature with orange-brown hair.
Who are you?
Asked the onceler, sporting a glare.
I'll bet all you want is a cut of our share.
The small, funny fellow quickly cleared out his throat, and without waiting a minute, his mouth opened and spoke.
I am the Lorax, and the sole reason I've come is to speak for the trees. For the trees, they are dumb.
Ah, Mr. Lorax. I love that name, and I'm glad you agree that nature is lame.
What?
It's okay, boys. This local supports us. He too sees the need for corporate progress.
So in a series of crashes and a series of thumps, the tree copse was gone. In its place, stumps. The moral, of course, is perfectly clear, and it's one that we all should keep very near. When forming your words, you'd better think double, 'cause speaking too quickly is Loraxing for trouble. Go ahead, groan all you want, but let's face the facts here. I just cut Dr. Seuss's tale from a wordy 1,800 words to less than 250. You have to admit, that's pretty nifty. Now, some of you may be thinking that I'm butchering these Seuss tales by cutting them short, but that's only because you don't know that some of the Seuss storybooks in circulation today are already abridged. For example, the original version of Oh, the Places You'll Go concluded with a rather lengthy disclaimer. The Slaunchcast was fortunate enough to obtain a rare copy of the original version, and its contents may shock you. Here is the ending in its unedited entirety.
You're off to great places. Today is your day. Your mountain is waiting, so get on your way. Now, before I end this, let me just clarify. Not everyone triumphs before they die. Some folks succeed, that much is true. But it might not exactly apply to you. Some guys rake in the buku bucks. But generally speaking, life kinda sucks. Some people get loads of TV time. But if you make the news, it's probably for crime. Some people are born with amazing looks. But you'll probably get acne and facial nicks. Some kids thin off. Their fat's a fluke. But for less weight, you may have to puke. Some will find their one true love. But that's probably not you I'm speaking of. Odds are good you're pretty average. Born to die, goes the adage. But buck up, kid. Put on a grin. Frowning is unhealthy for your skin. So, though the world you may never roam, at least you have your parents' home. Unless, you know, they die in a nasty, fiery train wreck with lots of death and destruction. And then, you know, you'd be an orphan and you'd probably have to steal for a living. Maybe kill puppies.
And that is the end of the story. For more, visit Slaunchways.com. I'm CJ Baker. Thanks for listening.
Today's episode featured the musical talents of the Hemlock Gorge Boys with the theme, Kevin McLeod with the mood music, Harold Rodriguez on harpsichord, and Tina E. Andrus on flute. Today's episode was brought to you by Couples Couplets Incorporated, Poetry for Hire. For just a few dollars, we'll tell your loved one how you really feel about them. Because when you care a lot, poetry must be bought.
But perhaps the easiest way to abridge Dr. Seuss is simply to reimagine him as a quitter.
One fish. Two fish. Three fish. No, too repetitive. One fish. Two fish. Red fish. Red fish. Red fish. One fish, two fish, red fish. Lavender. No. One fish, two fish, orange fish. More. No. No. Okay. One fish, two fish, red fish, and screw fish.